Welcome to the Marvelous Marvelcast. I'm Ashley, here with Ken, returning guest Brian, and special guest Aaron, and we are here to talk, finally about the Infinity War movie. It's been 10 years, we've been talking and obsessing over it for so long.
I'm excited, it was so good, and just in case anyone's listening to this and hasn't seen the movie, spoilers are coming ahead, I'd be prepared.
Yeah, this is definitely spoilers, so if you haven't seen it, we're doing our best. I'm not going to release it for a week.
Okay.
We're going to give it a
week. This podcast also.
Yeah. From release date. but I've had time to reflect. Like, I was shell-shocked when I got out of that movie. I turned to Ken and I said, I don't know if I liked it. Because for a moment, I couldn't believe it was over.
Wow.
I felt like I missed so much. And then I had to sit there through the credits. I just didn't say anything. I just stared at the screen and was trying to process. We got out, we went to dinner, and the waiter came over and was, like, asking me what I wanted, and I was just like,
all my heroes back. I
wasn't as emotionally shell-shocked at the end of the movie, like, other people were. Obviously, people were leaving the movie crying.
I did not cry.
I thought the movie hit all the key points.
It was so much. It was so fast. Like, you need to see this movie more than once. Like, I can't wait to go see it again and just be able to watch it instead of just sitting there. Just, like, I wanted more to be happening. I couldn't believe it was over. That was the fastest 2.5 hours I've ever had in a movie theater.
I hope there's a director's cut because...
Definitely. There's got
to
be.
There could be more to it.
Yeah, man. I mean, it's a billion-dollar movie. You have to be able to put in deleted whatever. It's going to show up.
Because, man.
Where do we want to start?
We had some huge mistakes. We had some huge mistakes with our characters. We are not used to seeing this.
As in,
usually they solve the problems. But one of them, who was it? Was it Star-Lord who was like, did we just lose? Like, when that realization, like, oh no, we just lost. We just lost and everything's falling apart. One by one, all of our characters are going down. And then they all turn into dust and disappear.
Well, do you think it's that much of a shocker? We all kind of saw them losing this first part.
Yeah. As Thanos said, he should aim for his head.
Right?
That simple.
So true.
It's funny, because that's exactly what you think when you see that part. You're like, ah, you son of a bitch!
Just a little.
Go for his head.
So then that goes to the
question.
He's
almost laughing when he says that, too.
Yeah.
It's funny.
This close! So that goes to the question with how much did Doctor Strange know? Because he did say he saw one path.
One scenario out of like 14,700,000, etc. What you were saying is about Doctor Strange, and he sees all the different possible scenarios, and it's over 14 million scenarios, and they ask him how many times do they beat Thanos, and he says one time.
Yeah.
And
do you think at any point did he tell Tony what that one time was?
Nope.
I don't think so.
Looking off of Tony's reaction when he gives up the time stone, I'd say no. But the way...
In his nonchalant way.
The way Doctor Strange gives up the time stone, I feel like that's what happened in
one
timeline.
He says something like, this is how it had to be.
Right before he dusted away,
endgame.
He said, now we're in the endgame. I'm sorry, this was the only way.
Yep.
So he knew, but... I could have just fucking told one person. Just like one.
It could.
I don't know. They cut away for a while.
But with time-related issues, it could have gone either way. Easily, he could have not told Stark or anyone else what happens to make sure that everything happens the way it's supposed to be.
If you
tell them, then that alters how things might go. So, I mean, you're not going to know until the next movie whether or not he actually let people in on the plan, because he might not be able to let people know.
Which, that entire fight on Titan was amazing.
Yeah.
I loved everything about it. The Iron Spider suit was cool. Tony Stark's new... What kind of suit was that?
Nanotech.
Where, oh my god, it was falling apart, and he was just moving his arm to become a shield.
That was,
the whole time, I'm like, your face!
That
your
was
face!
One of my favorite parts, is when he's like, all of that for this little bit of blood.
That's what I also like.
That was so badass.
It looks like they're winning, or at least kicking his ass, because they're all really relatively strong.
He's toying with them.
But then you see that Thanos just
it's a
brushes
joke.
It off all that for exactly
for a drop of blood.
It looks like they're doing a lot, but they're not doing anything.
Just trying to stop him from... I thought it was cool how they constantly were just trying to stop him from closing his hand.
Yeah,
the cloak of levitation going out and being ripped, and then
that was
running off like an injured dog.
I was so worried about the cloak. I'm like, no.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what I was most upset about.
And then when I'm really,
stupid blanket.
What I'm really excited to see at the end is, it's not Gamora. It is what's her sister?
Nebula.
I'm gonna remember it this time. I swear to God, I'm gonna say it again. Nebula is left alone on Titan with Tony Stark, and Tony Stark has bits and pieces of his sick nanotech uniform, and Nebula is super mechanical. Let's just make A and B together and make super...
So
Nebula.
She can just, instead of being
beast
mechanical
mode.
Parts, just...
She would be so
he
beast
needs
mode.
To get her back to Wakanda.
Maybe she'll have hair again.
Get back.
She has
maybe
hair
she
in
can
the
regrow
comics.
Her hair.
I'll never understand that. If you look up her character, like... That's why I didn't recognize her when I first saw her in Guardians.
She
had
than
hair.
Gamora was. All
right, so anyway, we're getting off topic.
Sorry.
So are we starting at the beginning here?
Well, no, since we're talking about how nobody was being, how no one was able to do stuff to him, who's dead, who isn't? So, who do we think is actually dead?
Gamora is actually dead.
Can we all agree, are we all agreeing that anyone that died at the end to the gauntlets that turned into... "Quote unquote
ash.
Dust or ash is
probably coming back.
Probably coming back. Yes.
Yeah. Let me read off our list. So who died before?
Beginning.
No, I know who died from the dust and who died before the gauntlet.
We'll start from who we think is dead from the beginning of the movie. So the very first one is
Loki and then Heimdall.
Out.
Both of them, I think, are dead.
Yeah.
All right.
Think they're both.
Valkyrie with a question mark.
I swear to God,
you didn't see her though.
Yo, I saw
her. You didn't see her.
All right, well, I'm going to watch the movie again, and I'll tell you next time, because...
You think she was just lying on the ground?
No. In the very beginning, when he's walking over the dead bodies, and it's panning up, it's showing him, like, step over top of them. You see her eye, the tattoo that she has on her face. I swear to God, I saw her.
But what if
I didn't say it to her, because I was like, oh, shoot, she's, like, front and center.
What if it was just a different Valkyrie, because they all have that?
But
there was only one Valkyrie on that ship. She was the last one.
Oh.
Yeah. So, no, I think that was her.
Okay.
But I could be wrong.
So
I saw the movie once. I'm just saying
that
I did notice that. And
that is something you would pick up.
But we'll see. I mean, I have to watch it again.
Right,
but
so
I'm pretty sure I saw
it.
I think she's dead.
All right.
Gamora.
They might not even address her, period.
Maybe.
Gamora is...
She's smushed.
Yeah,
she's splat.
That was
she's
a far fall. And there was, like,
she's
three
also
splatter.
She's also, like, a different kind of dead. See,
she's not your regular dad.
No,
listen
to what I said. And then if going off of Vision dies. Everyone agree on Vision?
Yeah.
He was the last one. All right, to my point is that Vision gets his, like, head almost crushed in when the stone comes out. Loki gets his throat crushed. Handel gets a sword through his heart. Like, they all get vicious deaths. And she falls really far to her
vicious.
Death. But
yeah.
Hers is the one where I feel like it's something where she could come back.
But it seems
no,
like...
No, that was... Pretty fucking vicious. That was
like,
she had a big splat of green around her. Oh.
The thing with her is that her storyline is so involved that it seems like there has to be more to her story.
Anybody who
sacrificed
for
plot.
Anything can come back. This has to do with the Soul Stone. If you die from the Soul Stone, there is a whole world inside the Soul Stone that you go into. So that is why I think they showed her young at the end when he was in his peaceful time at that lake.
That was in the Soul Stone, you think?
I think, I think that has to do with that. Kind of like how Black Panther, he can talk to those people.
Would
his sister be able to talk to Black Panther now?
Not if he never existed, right?
Yeah.
Well, that's the thing. His
existence or just wiped him from,
reality. They don't exist in his reality. But I guess people would, obviously remember them, but who knows?
Well, that's, the question is,
if
how...
If you're not there, you can't talk to their soul.
How are these people going? Is it, Is it like they
all
didn't...
All those people got sucked into the Soul Stone, according to the comics.
Did they get sucked into the Soul Stone, or do they just not exist at all, as if they were never there?
They're in a reality inside the Soul Stone.
Which then brings a whole...
How do you get into the reality in the Soul Stone? Maybe by becoming very small.
Hold on. So the Soul Stone is what gives him the ability to make people alive or dead.
Yes. That's why even with all the other stones, he couldn't do it. He needs all of them.
So that was the main stone he needed to
fulfill. I didn't even hear that snap, by the way. It was, he was like, ugh. It was like everything is a predominant, like, and that one was just,
What did you do?
There was like a little explosion on the stand afterward. Like, anybody else notice that?
I thought that was
His armor was like messed up and burnt.
I thought it was from the power of snapping his fingers and annihilating half of existence.
Yeah.
Took a little bit out of him. That's why he had to go to his fucking
hidey hole.
Bali, his Zen palace.
I'm gonna rest and watch the sunset.
Alright, so the people who turned into ashes are Black Panther, Spider-Man, Falcon, Bucky, Wanda, Quill, Mantis, Drax, Maria Hill, Nick Fury, Groot, and Doctor Strange. So that's all our poofed away people.
Did you say Spider-Man?
Yep.
Spidey. I don't want to go, Mr. Stark.
But not Ant-Man and not Hawkeye.
We don't know yet, though.
Because they didn't show up.
Hawkeye was on vacation doing another movie.
Right? He's banging out
some
more
kids. They're like, Renner, you can sit this one out. It's not a big deal.
After like, just rewatching Age of Ultron, I can just see his family being poofed out and him going all...
Well, they kept messing with people
on
IMDb. They put his wife, the girl, she was on IMDb, supposed to be in this movie. So was Rudd and Renner. They took them off and then put them back on right before the movie came out. Yeah, they were really
just
messing
like,
with people.
John Tooney and, what's Kevin Morgan?
Chris Evans.
Chris Evans, thank you. Saying that this was going to be their last movie when both of them survived.
Well,
they said the fourth one was going
to
be their last one.
What's interesting is to see what movies start doing after this, now that they've kind of made this, like, a whole guessing game for people, if other movies follow suit and start making, you know, fake shit up just to throw people off.
Good, they need to. I hate seeing everything in the trailers.
This is certainly the 21st century Age of Empires. Or
Empire
Strikes Back. Yeah.
Not to deviate to a different movie, but what, the Jurassic Park trailer before Infinity War? I turned to Marty and I was like, we just saw the entire movie, the whole plot. No, I don't.
That's what I mean. I try not to watch the
trailers.
I appreciate that they're putting this much effort into fooling us, and we do entire podcasts based on bullshit.
But we still guessed everything. Yeah, if you listen to our first podcast, we predicted so much.
We got
so
one big thing wrong. Though.
One thing, the whole cluster at the end.
Captain America
dying.
Everybody was certain that he was going out, which I still think he's going out at the end of.
We'll get to theory on that later. How did Tony Stark survive getting stabbed through his stomach? He only like iced over the back of the mask, and he was like fine.
There's a little off to the side.
Thanos said before he did that out of respect for him, he was going to allow him to live, or allow half the human race to live. I think he was going to, which brings me to another point. Did Thanos eliminate half of everything?
In the universe.
So half of Earth, half of this race, half of that
all
race,
the
or is
realms.
It just half of...
Hold on. He said when he was back on his planet, there would be no bias. Rich or poor, doesn't matter.
Yeah.
It's
all
random.
The realms,
half
the universe.
Of everything is gone.
Yeah, half of everything.
Everything.
It's different than half of Earth, half of that, half of that. That's
half of everything.
Different. That's what I mean.
And completely random.
And I think the only reason Earth was given... it's partage, whatever you want to say, we're still allowed to survive, is because Thanos told him, out of respect for you actually making me bleed, I'm going to let you, half of humans, live.
Did he say that? I need to see the movie again, because I had my hands up on my mouth, and I was like, Jesus Christ!
He says that just because of that.
I can't wait to watch this movie.
My reactions,
see, like,
I probably missed
things.
So much, and we both had to pee at the same time. I was like, oh!
Can we pause this? Can you pause the movie during the
pause? I got a break.
So
the whole theater goes on a bathroom break.
I will pee myself. It's going to be unpleasant for everyone.
With all the mistakes happening was very, like, apparent that the movie had a certain theme of sacrifice. Like, you have to sacrifice to gain what you want to accomplish.
You want to be on the podcast, buddy?
Yeah. So it seemed like the theme of the movie was, like, sacrifice something or someone you love to be able to get to the goal that you're trying to achieve. And everybody kind of messed up on that throughout the entire thing. From Scarlet Witch to, obviously, Star-Lord. Elephant in the fucking room.
Which is...
Fuck that guy right now. Seriously, what the fuck? And it's like, did the Russos, you know, I've...
Hey, Pratt,
so weird
you are fat.
You're one sandwich away from being fat. I've always talked like this, sir. But,
yeah, it was because he's
going off that thing of sacrifice you said, because Thanos, Aaron, is the only one that sacrifices anything, so he kind of gains everything. And Doctor Strange kind of sacrifices something.
He gives up the stone. Again, cloak of levitation. Even though that it's self-conscious, so did that do
did
it
that
on its own free will, or did it go because Doctor
right.
Strange fell?
I think
it
definitely did it on its own free will.
I mean, it's definitely its own little
thing.
Remember
Spider-Man with the shake its hand and it kind of just brushed them off.
They did such a good job with the comedy. Like, they really did. Like, it's a very heavy
movie, but they
accomplished
the dialogue
it well.
Was
it was,
really
like,
organic,
perfect levity
really good, really
to
was.
Deal with what
yeah.
was happening.
That's why I think it hit on, the movie hit on every, all the notes.
It was,
that's why I was just a little, like, I felt the Guardians could have been, I don't know, I wish they brought in What's-His-Face. Who directs Guardians of the Galaxy?
James Gunn.
James Gunn. I wish they would have brought him in a little bit to do that part with them. Because you could just tell, like, Quill suddenly being so aggressive, just out of nowhere, like, I don't know.
Yeah, he's usually more, like,
really,
lighthearted.
And he thinks more, like, I get, like, the whole, when somebody he loves is attacked, he kind of fucks up all the time in all the other movies, but we could have built that up to get there.
But he usually makes smarter choices. In this one, it was, like, stupid mistake after stupid mistake,
like
beyond
everything
everyone
right
else.
Now is his fault.
Yeah, right.
But we also don't know if that was what had to happen.
That's why I was a little
Doctor
upset
Strange's...
that they didn't make him stronger, Thanos stronger, to just, I can stop this Mantis with the sleep in me and you guys trying to get the gauntlet, but really it was Quill punch him in the face that woke him up. Like,
and did Doctor Strange see that happening already? Like, what if that wasn't the time for them to...
And I love how Iron Man and Spider-Man are pulling off this gauntlet, and then Iron Man leaves, and then Spider-Man's like, I got it, don't worry. Tony wasn't doing shit.
It is annoying how they, a few things they do through the movie that, like, isn't consistent, and they just kind of leave open where fans can just start going off on it. Like, for me, it is Doctor Strange being on the ship. He's like, Tony, look at the ship. How can we turn this around? What are we going to do? Well, why don't you just make
just
a portal and
portal.
Go back to Earth?
I didn't understand that either.
Since
okay.
that was the
I,
first
portal.
Thing that you learned, why can't
do
you
space.
Do that?
He does it everywhere.
But not in space.
Yeah. He does it on Titan, sending Spider-Man
but
back and forth.
But he's already there.
What difference does that make? And that's the point. Like, you're leaving this open-ended. Why not just break his ring or whatever? Like, when he lost his ring in the first one and he couldn't do it anymore. Why not make it so there is no questions about
that? Then they could have done it on Titan, and then they would have lost.
Come up with another way of continuing the scene. The point is, you don't want loose ends for fans to be like, well, why didn't he just do this?
I just
want to
point out, we're also nitpicking.
We are nitpicking, but this is what fans do.
Me and him have been nitpicking about this for 2 days.
To Thor Ragnarok, though, when he's trying to send Loki and Thor to go fight Odin, he goes and looks in the book to find out if there's any, like, Asgardian modifications to the travel spell, so... them moving through space
could alter.
Yeah,
I mean it's true. Like they don't ever explain that, so it just leaves this open. And like that's what I'm saying.
One line you
can
say in a movie and it clears it up. I can't do it because
the friend we went to
X, Y, Z.
With,
yeah. Like it doesn't matter.
He pointed out to me at when we went out to dinner that they didn't even say the bad guys' names besides
so many
Ebony Maw.
Is in that movie.
They didn't say any of the bad guys' names. He's like, if you hadn't told me going in what the Black Order's names were, I wouldn't know because they didn't fucking say them. And I was like, you're right. They didn't say any of them but the one guy's name.
It's true. And that's honestly the problem with having such a large cast of A-listers. Like, you just don't have enough time to give everybody their moment and progress storyline for characters that really don't matter. They killed off all of the...
Like Groot's progression from, and he gets maybe like three I am Groots in.
I mean,
I am Groot.
He was just being a little asshole the whole time.
But with that, you already know that character. That doesn't need an explanation.
Oh my god, the fact that Thor spoke Groot was fantastic.
But yeah, you don't need to know that character. You already know him.
I know, I'm just
But like,
nipping
the whole Black Order, you need to know all of those characters. They're all important. Obviously, they were killed off. But no one knows their names.
Easily.
Not really.
I liked how they made those characters.
I liked them too. All the characters are good, but they just didn't have the story. You didn't have enough time.
This movie could have been longer.
Black Widow.
Nobody would have cared.
Chris Evans, super important characters. How many scenes
did
they
get?
How many lines did they get
in this movie? I was furious. Like, he's my favorite character, and I know he's been at the front of every movie pretty much so far. But like, really, to hold back that much.
I loved when they fight on Wakanda and hit Captain America and Black Panther just pulled away from the crowd.
And
but I was going to say,
super
this,
running?
Yeah, that was awesome.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
This movie was really about, like, it was a main character, Thanos, more than the Guardians, you could say. But the beginning of the movie, you saw a lot of Doctor Strange, Tony, and Peter. And the other half of the movie, you saw a lot more of the Guardians and Thor's storyline getting patched.
And then it was
Gamora and Thanos
a lot.
Yeah, and then they kind of wrapped it up at the end with both action scenes going on at once and stuff.
The one thing I did like is how much time they gave to Thanos. Like, a lot of times in movies, they don't let the bad guy, like, lead the role. He led this entire movie, and he was awesome.
That's what
he crushed the whole movie. Like, you were almost rooting for him. By the end, like, this guy's badass. He was a great villain. And that's super important to make your movie good. He needs to have a backstory where you're like, I understand what he's trying to do.
Yeah.
He's not just Dormammu. I'm just the evil darkness
evil
that
guy,
comes
yeah.
through and
we
beats
all hate
everything.
Traffic.
But that's what I mean. But I was saying to Aaron earlier, they gave Thanos depth. He was a character with depth.
Yeah.
So you could really, like, relate to him. You saw where he was coming from.
Yeah.
It was a good villain.
Yeah, very good villain. Brolin crushed it.
He did.
So, anyway.
I put down that I thought Doctor Strange, they finally got down his accent. He sounded normal.
He was much better in this movie than...
That minute or two fight where it was just Doctor Strange 1v1 versus Thanos, I thought was, like, one of my favorite moments of the whole movie. Take this badass, boom,
yeah.
Bubbles, take this reality breaker, that uppercut that shit.
That was awesome.
I wonder why he picks Bubbles.
He likes Thanos.
Thanos just turns
everything into bubbles.
He loved him. He's like,
he said, is this your boyfriend? Shooter.
Yeah.
He's a pussy. And he's like, and then he goes to shoot her, Bubble comes out and he's
like her.
I like him. Yeah. Another relatable villain, the angry dad.
Comedy was hitting.
The reality stone is pretty awesome for the effects of the movies. It's just so interesting.
What Thanos did to Mantis and Dragon was like
straight through. I thought he was out. When I saw him get cut, I was like,
Did
he just cut him into cubes?
Yeah.
No way.
Like, they are really killing people off. And then you're like, no.
If you notice when they did it to Mantis, she blinks.
Yeah.
So that's when I thought, oh, maybe they're not dead.
Yeah.
And then when he left, I guess reality went back to normal.
Yeah.
That reality stone, guys, huh?
Yeah.
That thing's
that's
fucking bad.
Awesome. That was really cool. Which, is the Collector actually dead?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Is that
I would assume so.
Hold on. Wait.
He could have just been like,
he's a celestial. Him and the... What's the guy from Ragnarok?
Grandmaster.
They're brothers.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Yeah.
I don't remember exactly what happens after that scene. He blows up.
He disappeared out of the...
That scene where they go there.
Because he's in that, like, locked thing.
The whole thing. Yeah, that whole thing.
That all disappears. Oh, right. So he wasn't even there.
He wasn't even there. Because
he already got the stone, though.
Okay. But that doesn't mean he's dead. So
he didn't even see him.
He's probably not dead.
He could have been like, hey, don't kill me, Thanos. Here you go. I've been holding
him. Well, he could have knew Thanos was coming.
Yeah,
he
might have
just
gave him.
I was like, fuck this, I ain't taking it. He's up to the stone. If I bring the stone with me,
that guy's immortal anyway.
Yeah, I was surprised that he got all the stones this movie. I didn't think he was going to get all of them.
All of them.
The Doctor Strange. I read the prequel comics, and in it, they said when he went to fight Dormammu, that he actually stayed there for like 100 years. And that's why he was so powerful when Thor Ragnarok came around, because he was just there practicing his power. And
makes
he
sense.
Jumped back. That's why he can, like, because honestly, if you watch the first movie, like, what the fuck, man? What, stopping the wind coming down, doing all that shit? Like, how did you learn how to do that? But they didn't have enough time, which is why they put out these comics, which I recommend to everybody to read before the movies come out. They always put a comic. But yeah, it makes sense for why he's so much better at what he can do. I love when he winked at him. He was like, ah. At Tony.
Yeah.
The humor was just fantastic. You can't say that enough.
Yeah.
And I love the interaction between Stark and Doctor Strange, just because science versus magic.
Yeah.
Sherlock versus
worked.
Sherlock.
Yes.
I was really hoping there was a no shit Sherlock line thrown in there.
It would have been too cheesy.
Too cheesy.
End of Avengers 4. Never. Was gonna,
too cheesy.
I want that
end of Avengers
you like
4.
Bad jokes.
No
though,
shit
so.
Sherlock. How did the penguin build his house? It glued it together.
Oh, no. We're cutting this.
Fuck you.
My favorite part was Star-Lord, though, when he was like, boom, middle finger through the fucking portal. That I died. And when Wong saved Tony, and he's like, you're Wong, you're invited to my wedding.
That was fun.
And the, Spider-Man, magic. Magic over here. Magic kick.
Okay, he's like, what's going on, Mr. Stark? Well, there's two wizards, and they're trying to steal this guy's necklace. There goes one of the wizards. After him.
Well, let's definitely get into the fact that we found the Soul Stone. Our entire H-Theory podcast is bullshit. Sorry. Sorry, everybody.
Sorry, person out
Sorry,
there.
Sorry, person.
Yeah, person.
There. Invested in that. And... yeah, so it was on, I don't remember. Does anybody remember what planet it was on? Fizenhain? That planet. Where Red Skull is. Red Skull! We finally found Red Skull.
He was pretty sweet. I wish he had a little more time, but...
Yeah, they didn't really do his arc really well.
They kind of just locked his character up with that line saying how he's trapped there forever, destined to help others find a treasure he can never get.
Well, it's because there's no one on that planet that he loves, so he can never open it.
Yeah.
That when Gamora starts... That was my problem with that scene. They could have discussed that with him a little bit better and then had her laugh, but she just started laughing. She's like, huh, you too, ha ha. And then he's like, tear.
The tears aren't for him.
Yeah, and that's why he knows that, because there's nobody, he can't get out of there because there's nobody he loves. But then they don't explain what happened after they left. Did he disintegrate? Like,
they just chill there.
Left that shit open.
Oh, yeah, I guess
no time, move on.
Yeah, right. No time, move on.
He's still just in the universe.
And then they tried to make it seem like a huge shock that he really loved Gamora. I was like, yeah, I know why we're here. This is awful.
I mean, that goes back to them, like, actually coming up with a cohesive story for him to make him, you know, have a personality.
He really hated Nebula. We got to see that.
Yeah.
That was really cool, though.
Mm-hmm.
He slinkied the shit out of her.
See, that's what I mean. She's tougher than Gamora is. She was
but not a better fighter.
She's getting tortured. She just couldn't beat Gamora. She was getting tortured, she was like, don't give it up. And she's like, I'll give it up for you. She's like, nah, missing this torture shit.
Nebula's used to it, though.
Yeah, but she was saying, don't do it. And Gamora
See, back to sacrifice. Everybody had a chance here to make the right choice, but nobody... That's why with Captain America being like, one person, you know, we don't sacrifice one person. At some point in one of the other movies, somebody can help me remember, somebody says back to him, well, that's why we lost. And it was something. I can't remember. I think it was Captain America saying it to somebody in one of the movies, but it brings the arc around to like, yeah, you can't keep doing this. There's other things at stake. And
it's not all hunky-dory.
People are going to have to die. You are, you know, one person's going to live while the rest of the people died, and that's what happened. Everybody had a chance to stop it, and only Wanda tried. But even then, she didn't do it soon enough for it to matter. Thanos is the only one who gave up everything when he tossed Gamora like a dirty sock off the side of that mountain.
It was awesome.
What did it cost? Everything.
This dirty green sock. Speaking of dirty green socks, let's get to the Hulk.
Yo, that first scene was so good. The first 5 minutes when he kicks his ass.
He throat punched him. He was like,
I think that is like Hulk's never fought anything that's beat him up so bad before.
Just toyed with him.
That's definitely why he's not coming out. He's like, I'm a big old bitch. Yeah. I'm a little bitch.
I'm a little baby back.
Yeah.
I loved seeing Banner meet up with Tony again. He was like, my friend. And he's like, yeah, everything's a mess. Everybody's gone. Our friends are broken up. I'm not talking to Steve. And he's like, it doesn't matter who you're talking to. Call Steve.
Yeah, right? Like, everyone's going to die.
And the fact that Iron Man didn't just, like, have the phone, he always had the phone on him.
Ooh.
Yeah.
You pointed out, no, it wasn't you. It was my friend Phil pointed out that usually it's a 555 number. That number on the phone for Steve Rogers is a real number. I forget what it is.
Steve?
They did that in a Marvel movie. They did that in a Marvel movie where they put a number on the screen and like just nonchalantly went past it. And when you called it, it was like a voice line to like,
this is S.H.I.E.L.D.
But it, yeah, that's what
thanks
it was.
Thanks for your
it
number. We're
going
to sell it to 50 companies. Enjoy the call.
Steve,
okay.
Are you there?
Well, so let's...
You found me.
Yeah.
My mom's going.
Help me.
Cut your beard.
No.
No. Don't cut the beard.
Get a haircut.
No, he looks fantastic.
You should have put whipped cream on his dick.
One of my friends to me.
He would have won.
What?
You never seen that?
American, what is it?
Not another team.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When he comes
dude, he's forever whipped cream dick. That's
forever
never leaving. He's like, it's not, it's a banana split.
One of my friends on Facebook to me said, bearded Chris Evans is my new religion. I died. He looked, yeah. That's why a lot of us... We were all mad.
Banana split, man.
It's not a Sunday. It's banana split.
There's no reason to go after Thanos now. Like, he's done his thing. Everybody has to figure out how to...
Trick him,
undo
essentially.
What's happening.
Because you can't beat him.
You can't
his
beat
guard
him.
Is down, though. He thinks he
yeah,
won.
But you can't really...
Well,
he has the full gauntlet now.
You're assuming that they're going to attack him right away. They're not going to attack him right away.
It's all going to be about
what do you mean his guard's
out?
Down, though? Because he's just resting because he just did what he was supposed to do. So he's watching the sunset like he said he was. Mm-hmm. But after that, what's he going to be doing?
Out of damn shit.
Well, that's not true. I mean,
so
he's going to be doing something. But the point is, he's going to have that gauntlet, and it's goddamn near impossible to beat it.
So you might as well just leave him alone and try to figure out how to undo what's been happening since...
Well, that is where we get to Hawkeye and
Ant-Man,
because there's a reason the Pym particle can go subatomic and go into alternate dimensions, essentially. So,
and then
that's
the
where
astral,
this is
the astral plane stuff and the BARF technology, and I really don't remember what it stands for, but it's what Tony always talks about the
Don't talk about shit you don't know.
You know, okay, in the beginning of Civil War, he has that thing where he's talking to his dead parents. It's like going back and talking to
them. Oh, oh. The like...
It's BARF, is it?
Yeah, the
basic,
BARF is the,
something
the
artificial.
Anagram.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, BARF's the anagram. It's...
Yeah.
That thing that like screws with his cerebral cortex.
Or yeah. Whatever.
Yeah, and you can go back and like relive... moments.
It'll probably be like...
And you can be able to see information in that.
It'll probably be like a combination of that technology mixed with, like, the Pym technology.
Yeah, because when those people get back together, that, like... Because Hank Pym has... What's his thing? You know the name. The Pym tech.
The Pym particle?
Pym particle.
Binary augmented retroframing.
Yeah, that. You can cut all that out. Say it louder, Brian.
Binary... I think it's binary. Augmented retroframing.
Yeah,
barf.
That's the barf.
Barf.
So I feel like all of that is going to have a lot to do. There's a reason why Ant-Man and Wasp is a prequel.
Yeah.
Because they're going to have to figure out how to do this stuff. And then we have Captain Marvel, who we don't know exactly. I'm very excited for this movie because they said that they're going away from the comics and they're doing their own thing. So, like, I get to enjoy this movie and not know what she can do.
Except they're
going
to have to involve these two races. And
yeah, but...
how she gets her powers and all that.
Yeah.
I'm glad that they're doing it different.
Well, I feel like at this point they have to because, you know, there's so much they're not introducing that's supposed to be in the story. X-Men, they're not there. You know,
oh, they can't.
How much of a role do they play in the original one? So you have to substitute.
Yeah, I know, but it's too late.
But they could introduce, like, if they did get all the rights back from Fox by the time that, like, since they're filming Captain Marvel, now we're wrapping up filming, they could introduce, like, Silver Surfer or Galactus.
Well, that's why I think Phase 4 will be Fantastic Four. All that stuff's going to be Phase 4, and then by the time they're done that, maybe Phase 5 will be X-Men, or towards the end of Phase 4, because they're going to need a lot of time to decide if they're going to be cast.
So, it's
going
to be fantastic.
So our theories were pretty off about the Tony and Captain America dying. They are both alive. We fought
the original
real
cast.
Hard on that. Yeah, that's another thing. All the people who stayed are the original Avengers.
Yeah. The add-ons were... Oh,
I didn't realize that.
Yep. And then War Machine, but it's like enough's happened to him.
War Machine looked old.
She doesn't get up there.
Yeah, they took his legs. We're like, we won't dust you.
I'm the Black Iron Man. I squeak when I go.
That's why I thought Iron Man was thinking that he was going to take his place.
I mean,
they're going to fill that with a girl. 100%. They're going to do it. Like, they already
the
were setting
comic
it up. That
was a
well,
smart girl.
It was Riri Williams, but I think they're going to replace her with Shuri. Because Shuri eventually becomes Black Panther. But why not? People love her so much. She could easily be. What is it? Iron. Is it Iron Maiden?
Yeah.
Seriously?
I believe, yeah.
That's funny.
I thought it was Iron Heart.
Yeah. I did like how...
I think there might actually be both.
Two? Okay. Whichever one that is. But because she was obviously doing his technology better when she was like, why didn't you guys just fla-da-da-da-da-da? And he was like, oh. All right.
So, predictions?
So, what do we think? We'll be willing to, like, sacrifice to save everybody.
Lost. Well, where? Because the second movie, we're not going to know a lot about, I feel like, until we see Ant-Man, Captain Marvel. Like, we knew a lot about this movie from seeing...
Because there's been so many.
From seeing the Guardians, from seeing Thor Ragnarok. Like, they
all of the movies. They've been hinting at it for so long.
But I mean,
I think the biggest thing that we'll have to deal with, I think there'll be one major death. I think most of the people who went away are going to come back because half of them have movies coming out. But one major death will have to happen solely based on the fact that you cannot use the Soul Stone unless you sacrifice somebody you love. And if they get that gauntlet off Thanos, they're going to have to stop him. So will it be Tony, who loves Steve Rogers in a totally platonic way? You have to, you know, one of them are going to sacrifice the other.
Love anyone but himself and his wife.
But
and
he loves Steve.
He loves Pepper.
He loves Steve. That's why he kept that phone close to his heart all the time.
End of Age of Ultron, Natasha making fun of him. Like, oh, you're done staring lovingly into Tony's eyes.
Yeah. You going to be all right, pal?
But it really all depends on who pulls off the gauntlet.
Well, it's going to be Iron Man. Yeah, he's the center of the universe. It's what happens in most versions of the comics. Like, he's going to get that. Robert Downey Jr. is going to wear the shit out of that thing at some point. But at what cost? And the whole thing has been about costs and sacrifices. So
I think it'll be Iron Man, Captain America, who gets waxed.
Yeah, he's going to take one again for the team. All right.
That's my prediction.
And that's
Captain America's
out.
Yeah,
there's probably a lot more to come on this.
Told you, I'm in the dark.
Take a guess.
We have to watch it again.
Educate a guess.
At who's going to die, sacrifice himself for the Silver Stone?
Pepper Potts.
They can't do it, Guardians.
Pepper Potts, baby.
And then they'll just rewind it.
Sick, though. I'm going to go Cap.
Okay.
Cap.
Aaron?
Cap's probably the logical choice, but I'm going with Thor. Asgard's gone. Loki's gone. There's not much more you can do with it. Like, there is, but there isn't.
Yeah.
He even said that he's lost everything. What more is there to lose? There literally is nothing.
But you don't think he might just die before then?
That's a good one.
That's a good guess.
Two. I'm with you on that. That's definitely two now, I think. Sure.
And yours?
Captain and Thor.
You can't pick two. You have to pick one.
Oh, to sack yourself for the Soul Stone Cap.
Okay. So three Caps, one Thor. All right.
Are you going to go Iron Man again and lose?
Hey, hey, we all lost. Get it
he
right.
He did take one to the gut. All right, well, thanks for checking in with us. This was the Marvelous Marvel Cast, and we will catch up with you later.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye, Felicia.
No, we really went off. Hang on. Shut up. Everything can be cut out.